Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on Erevin 15 talking about the tree canopy. Come learn a proof from the following brisa. A tree that forms a canopy over the ground, branches emanating from the trunk at a height of 10 tefachim or more, droop down and enclose the area below. If the tips of its branches are not raised 3 tefachim from the ground, one may carry underneath it, since the branches form valid partitions. The brisa's validation of branches that happen to form partitions supported by a disproves Rava's view. The Gemara explains, since the bottom and the notes of this branch partitions within 3 tefachim of the ground, it is a partition through which kids cannot penetrate and is therefore valid. It's continuing the idea that we said last night. The idea being that Torah lifestyle should be the one that guides us. We should immerse ourselves in the Torah lifestyle, and the Torah should be a canopy, our protection, a fence for us in our own lifestyle and in our own life way. The Talmud really in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah, explain how there are different fences in our lives, and the fences are what safeguard us and protect us. Yag l'chachma shtika, if you want to protect wisdom, silence is really helpful. And the Torah and different aspects are different elements involved that are different protective aspects and different protective fences for our lives. The Torah is supposed to be a canopy for us, a tent for us, a covering for us, a protection for us. And the sages, the Rabbanim, and all their various brilliant moves figured out ways to protect us, ways to guide us, and ways to take care of us, especially Shabbos and the likes and different Averos and whatever. They find ways to try to make us be protected and be encapsulated and be enmeshed so that we don't fall prey to sin or the like. For example, the idea of muksa, not moving things, not touching things, so you won't come to do things, and not using certain types of medicines, so you won't come to break them or bend them down or mortar them down with the brick or the pestle or any of those instruments. Different ways that we feel that the sages give us are really enactments, really safeguards and boundaries and fences for us in order to be careful in our own lifestyle. So remember that the Torah lifestyle, the Torah way, is a fence for you, a protection for you. Hashem knows what He's doing in the Torah given to us to give it the best way of the lifestyle, whether it be with family purity laws or kashrus laws or brachos or davening or the like. There's every aspect is covered by Jewish law. Every aspect is safeguarded by the rabbis. They know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about to help us, protect us, and be a protective canopy and tree for us. Just as the Gemara talks about the canopy of the tree, so too in general, Torah lifestyle and the way that things are written in the Torah and the way that we expound it and learn from it in Torah Shabbat Peh, especially in the Talmud and the like, are really safeguards and protective measures for us all around. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 16 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.